You're listening to the EndPod Care Guide Edition. Your host, Ant Holifer.
Thank you for the introduction, Lexi, and hello and welcome back to the EndPod Care Guide Edition. Today we're talking about what this new episode is. And before we start, I want to say that this podcast can also be found in the link in the description as an audio version only. So if that's something you like, there's one in the link below. But hello, guys. Today we are doing an introduction to this new series because 2023 starts off with, well, a rebranding of the EndPod, quite literally, because, well, you pressed on a link that, or you pressed on a thumbnail that looked quite unlike the usual EndPod thumbnails, because we are changing everything just a little bit. I set aside a few minutes to work out some new designs so everything will look a little bit better, especially when you go to Spotify and listen to the podcast there. It's the same picture on all of the podcast episodes, and I did not like that. So now I will do a podcast specific picture for everyone. You may also see on the video version that we have a video running in the background. That's just a video of my singularis colony that I never got to use because, well, the colony have not really made it. But yeah, here's some clips in the background, and that's something I want to do because in the next year the EndPod will do a lot more interviews, and these care guides will be about species specific species. And I just want, instead of it just being a picture, I want something driving in the background, a video of something hopefully related to the topic, although not today. But this is our new care guide series. And before I want to go into the questions and how it will work, I just want to say that the new care guide edition, the podcast will not be with our usual host. This will be with me as a host, Ant Holifer, and then we may have Jake as a co-host to talk about Tetramorin by Carinatum, Hood as a co-host to talk about one of his many species because he has quite a few successful species. But the reason we have started this episode is on Wednesday, the next leaf cutter, the next podcast and podcast will come out, and it's about an updated leaf cutters chat. And prepare yourself, it's a long one, and it's not with a video, but it's just with a picture, so it's kind of the old version still. But in the end, Sid said something quite frightening, I feel like, because he said that there's not many new ant viewers joining the hobby, which is just facts. I don't see that many either. And that means that there are not that many new care guides being made. There's not that many care guides in general, and those we see today are a few years old, most of them. And think about in 5 years, there won't be any new care guides at all. I mean, most care guides are made before the Venus existed, and today I recommend pretty much everyone going to use a Venus. So that's why we're doing this care guide series. It's of course not a video, but a podcast, but hopefully people can get some useful information out of the species we're talking about. And we will talk about pretty much all species in the world. Yeah, I know it's going to take a few days to cover them all, but yeah, we're going to take the basics one first and then just slowly make our way through what people want to hear about and then talk about that. But unlike normal, where we have the usual four hosts, this podcast will be with people who have experience within keeping the species. So Care Bear Diversa, we would get people like Rich on board together with someone like Ant's Hood, because both of them have successful Care Bear Diversa colonies. So we will only take, if it's possible, we will only take people with successful colonies, simply due to, well, I want this podcast to be represented by people who have actually had success within keeping the species. So we don't want someone who have five worker Campanotus nigrorensis colony talking about Campanotus nigrorensis. And yeah, I hope you can understand that premise. And that also means if you have a big colony of a species, be sure to send a message to the EndPod Instagram, and you may be in the episode talking about that species. Now, I want to say the normal EndPod regular won't change at all. It will still be a Wednesday-only episode. And I can say that next year we are going for a lot more interviews, like the initial EndPod was, the initial EndPod being the first 10 episodes or something. Those were a lot more interviewy, and we will go a little bit back to that and have less discussions, more interviews, because personally, I love the interviews to sit back and relax and listen to, well, people share about their own personal knowledge of how they have started that channel, what they have done to do a store, and all of these things. So if you are, well, a person within this community, yeah, also send a message to the EndPod Instagram. At the moment, we have just recorded episode 29, scheduled to come out this Wednesday about the leaf cutters. And we now have made episode ideas all the way down to part 54. So there's quite a few podcasts planned. but that doesn't mean that we don't want you to join. Many of these podcasts are interviews with people we haven't gotten in contact with yet, so they may not happen at all, but I just want to put down a lot of ideas down so we could do some things, because I feel like the last few episodes have been a little bit too much discussion and not that well flowing for what I learned. So we are changing everything up a little bit for next year, together with this rebranding of not the logo, but the general vibe of the look of everything. Lexi also joined in the beginning saying, she did her line saying, "Hell, you're listening to the AntPod, your host Ant Holofer." And I'm not gonna lie, this was meant to be a Care Guide special intro, but I really like it. And I'm thinking of working a little bit more with Lexi to do, so she maybe reads every episode saying, you're listening to the AntPod interview edition, featuring whoever is being interviewed. And of course, Lexi is one of the two people behind Pour Amor Arts, the Ant and Spider Shop. So for those who maybe recognized her voice, that is Lexi from Pour Amor Arts. And we may also do a little bit of an ad in the middle just to say thank you for Lexi for doing this a little bit extra. But yeah, that's something for the future. But about this Care Guide episode, well, the goal is to get it out every 3 weeks. And what we want to do is make it quite basic, so people who tune in don't get to listen to me say, "Hello, Anshut, who are you? Where are you from?" All of that we're going to skip, because that's going to be in interviews, but this is going to be a Care Guide. So we're going to say, hello, welcome. This is a Care Guide edition about this species. Today we have this guest, and this guest. And then we say hello to all of them. And then we have a few questions for the guests saying, what is your experience with this species? How many times have you tried keeping this species? What is your biggest colony? How big is your biggest colony? And what setup do they live in? That way, the viewers can immediately see that, okay, this guy sounds annoying, but he has done something right, so I guess I'm going to have to listen to what he's done. And we're, of course, going to ask this to all of the three guests. And then we go on to the next segment. So the next segment is general ant facts. And here we're going to talk about, where are the ants found? Where are they considered native? Are they found in South America? Then are they native there? Are they native to Europe? It's not that much so you know if you're keeping an exotic species. It's just to say the fact. And again, the general ant facts will be quite quickly to go over. Temperature and humidity, they need 50 to 70, temperature 24 degrees and onwards. So it's not going to be that detailed in this part. The detailed part is going to come later. Then we have a little bit of a controversial one. First of all, we have hibernation, but then we have the red darkness or does not affect topic. This will be a little bit of the guests we have on have, what are you doing? Oh, you have them in the light, you have done good. You have them in the light, you have gone too good. And you have them in the light, they've done well. Or maybe the vice versa. They've had them in the dark, they have not done well in the light. They have had under red cover and they've not done well in, and a little bit of discussion whether this affect ants or not. Personally, I don't have any colonies in the dark anymore, and okay, I might miss a barber says, but they're just too weird. But generally, I don't have any ants in the dark, and I don't think it does really affect my ants. But it may be different from species to species, and as we get onto some of the a bit more difficult species like Harpognathus venatus, maybe, does it affect them? Because it may affect them more than it affects Alasius flavus. Next we have nuptial flights, where can you find them, what time of year? And finally we have, do they sting or spray acid? Are they considered kid safe? So Solenopsis geminata, they sting, they go crazy, they are not considered kid safe. Formica rufobarbus, what are they? What's that deal? Are they kid safe? All of this questions. So that is the general ant facts. And this is a bit of the fast segment where we just generally say they have nuptial flights from March to April after a rainy day. I don't know what species do that, but I'm sure someone do. Maybe from Garufa. And then we go into the interesting bit. This is what I'm going to look forward to, because then we have the species specific questions. This is where we get the meat out from all the guests and hear their secrets. So what is the best way to found this species and grow them large? Meaning, do they need a test tube? Do they need a naturalistic setup? What have worked? What haven't worked? And after their foundation, what house have you moved them into? Are they living in a Venus? Are they living in a Tar Heel ant's nest? Are they living in a Pour Amor Arts nest? What have you done and what have worked and haven't worked? Again, hopefully, we have three people with three big colonies who have done three different things, and maybe some of them can say, this did not work. Then we're going to talk about what to feed them. So do they leave need live food? Do they need pre-kill food? Are they mini trap jaws who only hunt small fruit flies and springtails? Or are they Harpignathus venators who need quite a, not a big roach, but need a roach? And maybe a soft one because then they can sting them easily. Or maybe not a roach because they have quite a lot of exoskeleton on the top. All of these things are what we're going to talk about in this segment. Then we have the do's and the don'ts. So, don't throw water at them because they don't like that. Or don't heat them because they are very stubborn and they may kill themselves while heating them. I'm also going to add how you move them. I just thought of that right here now, how to move the colony. Because some colonies are very easy to move with just moving the heat. And species like Glacius niger can be very hard to move. And then we have any struggles with this species. So yeah, my species struggle to found, they don't want to eat. I did this to combat that. And that's going to be the general vibe of the podcast. So we have these, I don't know, 20 questions or so. And maybe this will take 5 minutes to answer if it's a very simple species. Or maybe this will take 1 hour to answer. Who knows? Only time will tell. I'm expecting to put out an episode every 3 weeks of the Care Guide. And the normal AntPod will of course not be affected by this. But it will just come out on the usual Wednesday. And again, the way you can see the difference is by the color of the thumbnail. So green will be the normal podcast. And blue will be this Care Guide edition. With that, I want to say thank you all for listening in. I have a scheduled intro, so it will be the same intro for all the Care Guides, and the outro will sound like this. It's not the real outro, by the way, but this will be the outro. This has been a Care Guide about XXX. Links to all the hosts can be found in the description down below. I want to say thank you for listening in. The AntPod releases new episodes every Wednesdays and Care Guides once every few weeks. If there's a species you want to hear about, send a message to the AntPod Instagram. With that, you will hear more from AntPod, the AntPod, next week. So that's going to be the usual outro format. And I really want these episodes to stand the hard task of being good in 5 years. So this is going to be the hard part, to find people who have done it good. I mean, for easy species like Tetsumorin by Carinatum, it's not going to be that hard to talk with Jake about what he's done. But species like Deinomyrmex gigas will be maybe a little bit harder to find someone who actually have kept a successful colony. With that, I think that has been it for this little update of the AntPod. Again, we have quite a good year in front of us, I hope. I'm talking with Lights, Camera, Ants at the moment to get an interview with him. and that's going to be an interesting one. He's a very special character, and I'm looking very much forward to hearing a little bit of insight. But that's, of course, going to be a regular AntPod episode and not an AntPod Care Guide edition. With that, if you have any species you would like to hear about, or if you have a big species that you want to send in because you know a lot about this species, be sure to send that to the AntPod Instagram, and you may be the guy or girl we interview in the next Care Guide edition. So I want to say thank you for listening in. I'm really looking forward to 2023. Happy New Year, everyone. And on Wednesday, we will have an podcast all about keeping leafcutter ants. And with that, you will hear more from us at the AntPod next week.